Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Ian from Brooklyn says, your football IQ through the roof, superior QB versus superior athlete, and we all saw the outcome. And you know what, Ian? It's funny because, and for all of you out there, right, I think sometimes we have trouble actually saying what it is because we like the person, right? Ryan Tannehill's a likable kid. Lamar Jackson is like super likable. You know what I mean? He's humble. He's just a nice kid. But the problem is they're not real quarterbacks. And, you know, I do a hit every Tuesday with the people in Mobile. And this morning they kind of asked me the same thing. And I said, you know, since I was a kid, I was watching David Woodley try to be converted as a quarterback. Vince Evans for his Chicago Bears, you know, whatever. I see Cam Newton or Randall Cunningham or Michael Vick. And they played the quarterback position. But I never looked at Randall Cunningham like he is a quarterback. Okay? I saw him as an athlete trying to play quarterback. I saw Michael Vick as an athlete trying to play quarterback. I see Ryan Tannehill as an athlete trying to play quarterback. And again, I always get into this discussion, and I try to explain to people, watch Kyler Murray throw the ball. Watch Russell Wilson throw the ball. Watch Steve Young. You can't now, but those of you that are older, and if you're young, go back to YouTube and watch it. Watch real quarterbacks, okay, that have athletic ability throw the ball. It's a whole different ball game. Cam Newton has played the quarterback position his whole career. He's never been a quarterback in my book and never will be, okay? It's been long enough already. I know he can't pass. He's not a passer. You know how in baseball, for the few of you that still follow baseball, there's a pitcher and there's a thrower, right? Greg Maddux was a pitcher. Pitchers can actually place the ball in whatever part they want in the strike zone. That's what a pitcher is. A thrower is a guy that gets up there on the mound and throws 95, 100, 102 miles an hour, and he's hoping to hit somewhere in the strike zone and hoping to blow it past the guy. But it's not because he's trying to outsmart him by pitching and by location. And when you watch Pat Mahomes yesterday, you watch a quarterback that can locate and put the football in a spot. You watch Lamar. Listen, there aren't 32 good quarterbacks in this world. So there's only like 10 or 12 that are like real franchise guys and passers. And the rest of the league, the other 20, let's say, are either athletes trying to play quarterback, mediocre quarterbacks, bad quarterbacks. That's kind of the mix of those 20. And so I don't care if it's Marlon Briscoe, okay? I don't care what it is. Over the years, football has always experimented with the great athlete to try to make him a quarterback. You know, a few years back, I remember the New England Patriots had a kid by the name of Michael Bishop out of Kansas State. Short kid, but my Lord, he had a gun. He could air that ball out 80 yards downfield. Now, he couldn't pass the ball. You know, Tyrone Jackson out of Alabama State that was with Minnesota and Seattle. A kid that, again, great athlete. I like that kid coming out of school. And again, you kind of want to take chances on some of these guys, but you're taking a chance that you're trying to convert it. That's why I told you yesterday that the one guy for once in my 53 years that I've looked at the athlete that actually might be turning into a quarterback is Josh Allen. I haven't seen enough yet. I'm not ready to make that declaration yet. But all of these guys, okay, they have a fault. And for them, in order to make comebacks, they have to then ride their arms, and they can't do that. You know, yesterday, Lamar Jackson went to 0-5 in games where he's trailing by 10 or more points. Do you know why? Why do you think Lamar Jackson can't come back from a deficit? Because you can't come back from a deficit running the ball. You have to pass your way out of it. And that's the problem. And he cannot pass his way out of it. He's going to miss guys like he did yesterday. He almost fumbled. How many times he almost fumbled? Like three times almost. You know what I mean? And he missed certain guys. I know that they dropped a couple passes too. I get all that. But
it's tight end, man. That's usually awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah. But he also overthrew a bunch of guys too that he had open. And that's who he is. And that's why when you look at Russell Wilson and you look at Lamar Jackson, it's night and day. One guy knows how to pass the ball. Kyler Murray is a natural passer who is also a great athlete. Watch him. These are guys that can – look, it's pretty simple. This is the way you got to look at it. Can Lamar make a living from the pocket? Can Cam Newton make a living from the pocket? Can Ryan Tannehill make a living from the pocket? Think about that. They can't. There's no way those guys can ever make a living from the pocket. They have to run. They have to use the run. In Ryan's case, he needs a running game in order to feed off of it. If his running game fails, he's got no shot. If he's trailing, he's got no shot. And Lamar Jackson, same thing. Great athlete. Phenomenal athlete. When he's out in the open field, you notice in the second half when they got something going, what was it with? Their legs. It wasn't with their arm. And that's where the kid falls short. That's where many quarterbacks over the years have fallen short. This is nothing new. And, you know, I appreciate Ian from Brooklyn with a nice compliment, but I'm not... I just think people aren't willing to look at the brutal honesty of it. That's all. If you think Cam Newton's a passer, I can't help you. I can't. And he'll never be a passer. And that's what you have to do to all these guys. All of these athletes playing quarterback, all you got to do is put them behind the eight ball. Put them in a deficit, and you take everything that they normally can do away from them, and all of a sudden, did you hear Lamar yesterday? Let's hear from Lamar when he was asked about Kansas City and his issues with Kansas City. Go ahead.
How do you get over as a team the hurdle of the Chiefs, where it seems like they are the one team that
kryptonite?
Yeah. How do you get over that hurdle?
Second half. Just like I say always, like we always start cranking up at the wrong time. We got to come in and finish how we start. Like we always go opposite, I guess, against them for some reason. We just got to tighten up and play better, that's all.
Nah, kid, you're up against a real quarterback. And the only way to beat a real quarterback is with another real quarterback. And that's what's going to happen to all of these guys anytime they get into big games against another team with a real quarterback. That's it. And if that real quarterback has a defense like Mahomes has, you're done. You're done. Because his defense will do the job, and then he's going to do his job with his arm. Just watch real quarterbacks play the game and watch the athletes as they have to design perfect plays for them. So that's why I tell you, you know, it's funny because I love seeing the overreaction from some here locally because obviously the ties to Tannehill. And when he throws, you know, a couple touchdowns and they win and They think he's doing great, but they don't really watch the games. Because if you really watch the games, you know, he's winning because the team is really good around him. The play calls are fantastic. The running game is effective. The defense is dominating. That's why he wins. Because as long as the play calls fantastic, Ryan can facilitate. Lamar can facilitate. Cam Newton can facilitate. Watch when all hell breaks loose and the play breaks down. What happens to those guys? They run. They take their eyes off the field and they start running. Watch real passers, Kyler Murray. Watch real passers, Russell Wilson. Watch real passers, Pat Mahomes. What do? They buy time. They shift. They move. They roll out. They don't run. They use their legs to buy more time to make plays with their arm. But once there's chaos, you want real quarterbacks? Real quarterbacks respond with chaos. Play breaks down. The play you called, it's over. Now people are running and trying to find an open space, and you've got to buy time to find them. You want real quarterbacks? Real quarterbacks are anticipatory throwers, that they know where people are going to be and they're going to throw to spots. They can't do those kind of things. Athletes don't do that. Athletes don't see through windows. And windows are different layers of the defense. And sometimes you've got to throw through multiple windows in order to get to a player. Most athletes don't do that. Now, these athletes will wow you because they're athletes. They will make the wow throw every once in a while. And you will think, oh, wait a minute. He's a quarterback. No, he's an athlete. So he'll fool you and he'll make a really nice throw in a game, maybe once or twice. Real quarterbacks make the throw all the time. Any quarter, any game, when you need it, they're there. That's what real quarterbacks do. Okay? That's the difference. I just think that people don't want to admit at times that what they see is a guy trying to play the position and it's mechanical. I mean, watch it. Watch Pat Mahomes play and it's supernatural to him. Watch Aaron Rodgers play, supernatural to him. Watch Teddy Bridgewater play. It's natural to him. Teddy's problem is the good Lord didn't bless him with a gun. That's really his problem. Nothing else. But Teddy, the game comes to him naturally. And for athletes, it's almost like they either run half the field for you, they have that one play designed for you to throw to, and if it's not, you got to run. It's limited. It's different. And it's pretty obvious, too. When you watch a real quarterback play and when you watch an athlete trying to play, trying to make the throw. You know what I mean? You don't see that from Pat Mahomes and Matt Ryan and any of the real quarterbacks in this league, what you saw last night with Lamar, where he misses several guys. And this happens in every game. To all these guys, I was watching Ryan Tannehill. He missed a couple guys too this weekend. I know they won. But if you watched it, he threw an interception, he took a sack, he had the goofball moment where the ball went past him on a snap and he wasn't ready for it. I mean, so all the same things that used to happen to him are still happening to him. It's just you have to understand he's part of a really good team, and so they make his life easy and they elevate him. He doesn't elevate them. Russell Wilson elevates everybody. Pat Mahomes elevates everybody. Matt Ryan elevates everybody. You know what I mean? Real quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, elevates everybody. Athletes don't. They just don't. They feed off of everybody, but they don't elevate people. That's the difference. They are the offense. And if their part of their strength isn't working, then it becomes a real detriment to the team.